The economic rebound from the pandemic and supply chain shortages have been driving factors for inflation, causing the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. One would figure that the added cost would be driving up prices for corporations and leading to lower profits. A recent analysis by The Guardian found that profits for the top 100 companies in the U.S. are up, on average, 49%. This means that it's consumers that are absorbing the higher costs, and corporations and their shareholders are reaping the benefits. Detroit-based journalist Tom Perkins wrote the story, and he joins me now. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Russ.
So, Tom, the focus of inflation is seemingly centered around trips to the grocery store and gas prices. How have those two particular sectors been faring?
It's been a little bit of a different story for those two. Generally speaking, commodity companies such as oil producers have been doing really well, while companies further down the supply chain, like grocery stores, are comparatively not doing quite as well, but still on average doing better than the typical American worker. You know, the oil companies are, you don't have to look any further than your nearest gas pump to get a good sense of how they're doing. Their profits are skyrocketing. Grocery stores are a little bit of a different story because they're further down the supply chain. They have their suppliers who are passing costs on down to them, and they're a little bit more pinched in what they can do. They can't really raise prices that much higher than they've already been raised, as they're, you know, coming from a producer like Kellogg's or General Mills, who actually have higher profits than most grocery stores. So it is kind of interesting to see how it cascades down from the companies that are at the top of the supply chain, like your Chevrons and BPs, and then the profits sort of taper off a little bit as you get down to the Krogers and some of the other grocery stores of the world.
Some sectors like meatpacking, housing, and oil companies have just a few companies controlling the market. Is there any evidence they're intentionally keeping the prices and profits high?
Yeah, quite a bit of it. In the earnings calls that I reviewed, especially across the oil industry, you see a lot of comments from analysts saying things like, hey, we really need you to keep the supply low and keep the prices high so we continue to pull in all this cash. You know, there's really a lot of discussion of keeping production low for the next couple years, keeping it flat, keeping it at the same level that it's at right now, because you start flooding the market with more oil, then prices are going to go down, and Chevron and BP and everybody else isn't going to make quite as much money, and we can't have that. It's the same thing in the meatpacking industry. I mean, their consolidation is even worse. You have basically four or five major meat producers in the U.S. And wow, yeah, their profits are all shooting up. Tyson, their profits are up something like 40-50%, and they're raising prices by 30% on beef. And that really, you know, you really got to ask, do they need to raise prices 30% if their profits are up that much? But you know what? They can get away with it. They don't have a lot of they don't have many competitors who are going to come in and undercut them, and all the meatpacking companies right now are pretty happy to keep prices high. And same with housing. Two of the major new home builders are PulteGroup and Lennar, and Lennar's CEO during one of the company's recent earnings calls said something to the effect of, yeah, we could be doing about 1,000 more new home starts each quarter, but you know what? We don't want to. Why would we do that? That would drive down the price of new homes, which at this point are above $500,000 and out of reach for most Americans. So yeah, in these industries where you see a lot of consolidation, there's definitely what seems to be a pretty clear effort by companies to jack up prices.
Corporations were just given a dramatic tax cut a couple of years ago. Now they're making lots of money, and that's not trickling down to the consumer. Is there any plan to roll back some of that tax cut from Congress or the Biden administration?
Yeah, there's been a discussion of that since Biden took office, but you know, so far it's kind of stalled. Joe Manchin has been one of the obstacles. A couple other Democratic senators who are a little bit iffy on it. So I don't know that there's the support for it. No matter how much the more progressive wing of the party is pushing, and you really do, you see a lot of this, or I saw a lot of this in the analysis that I did. The stock buybacks, stock buyback programs that companies are enacting are insane. Billions and billions of dollars. You know, looked at 100 companies and there was a total of $544 billion in stock buyback programs. And a good chunk of that is coming not just from the price increases that they're hitting the rest of us with, but all this extra money that they're pulling in from not having to pay taxes. And, that's been a bit of a windfall for these companies' investors.
Tom Perkins is a Detroit-based freelance journalist. His latest in The Guardian is Revealed, top U.S. corporations raising prices on Americans even as profits surge. He's also a reporter for Tracked and Traced, a WDET podcast. He'll be discussing the Hamtramck parking meter saga. Thanks a lot for joining us, Tom.
Thanks, Russ.